Today's shiur is a Masech Davis, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Tezayin. The Mishnah begins, Rabbi Gamliel Omer. And right away we see two differences in this Mishnah from the previous Mishnayos. Number one, that it's not Gamliel Omer, as we had the other Tanoim, Shammai and Hillel, but rather Rabban Gamliel. And this was the title of the Nesiim that came from the Beis Hillel. They received the title of Rabban, which means Rabbeinu. The other difference is that we don't find a Kabbalah here. Here we are speaking about Rabban Gamliel Hazaken, who was the son of Shimon ben Hillel. He was a grandson of Hillel HaBavli that we learned in the previous Mishnayos. And here the Mishnah does not say that Rabban Gamliel was Mekabalit, for example, from his father Shimon, or from his grandfather Hillel. It just says the statement of Rabban Gamliel. The Tosfos Yontif brings down that the reason for this is that after Shammai and Hillel, the Talmidei Shammai and Hillel brought about much machlokas in Klal Yisrael, in various halachas, and the Torah became like two Torahs. There was a lack of clarity in the Torah, and therefore, since the Torah of the Chachamim was not clear, it was not given over clearly from one generation to the other, therefore the Lashon Kabbalah is not possible. So brings the Tosfos Yontif from other Meforshim. However, the Tosfos Yontif disagrees, and he brings the Rambam. The Rambam says that although there were machlokes between the Talmidei Shammai and Hillel, but that there were no machlokes in the fundamentals of Torah, and therefore that would not be a reason to consider the machlokas as making it into two Torahs. Kabbalah would still be possible, and therefore the Tosfos Yontif says the question really does not begin, because in fact there was a Kabbalah from Hillel v'Shammai, and this we find later in Perek Beis Mishnah Ches, where it says Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai kibel me Hillel v'Shammai, that Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai was mekabel the Torah from Hillel v'Shammai. Here in the Mishnayos at the end of Perek Aleph, we are dealing with the descendants of Hillel, and we are going into what Mamorim they imparted. But the Kabbalah, the tradition, the Mesorah that went down to Shammai and Hillel, in fact, we find in Perek Beis Mishnah Ches that it passed on to Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. Begins the Mishnah, Rabbi Gamliel, who lived at the end of the years right before Bayesheni, he tells us, Aseluch HaRav, Histalik Menasofik, a person should make for himself a Rav, and thereby he will remove himself from Sveikos. The simple understanding is that a person, a Dayan, a Poisik, should not Paskin by himself based on his own Svara, because if he forbids that which is permitted, he is causing the loss of money, ma'abed mamoinim shel Yisrael. He's causing the loss of Jewish money. On the other hand, if he is makel, if he permits something which is really prohibited, then he, through him, a takol is coming. So therefore, it is best that he makes himself a rav. He doesn't paskin alone, as we find in the Gemara in Sanhedrin of Zayin Amud Beis, that by Rav Huna, when a din came in front of him, he used to gather together 10 of the chachamim from the yeshiva, and he said, you know why I'm doing this? Because in case we all paskin incorrectly, the only amount that I will receive as a punishment will be Neseris Ketana Menakair. I'll receive a small splinter from the beam. In other words, we're going to share, all 10 of us are going to share it together. And each one of us will only get a small portion of the Oynish for paskining incorrectly. So therefore, the advice that Rabban Gamliel is giving is that don't paskin alone, but rather gather together many chacham and then give the psak halacha. I saw in Ethics from Sinai, from Irving Bunim, a very nice pshat, that in fact this mission is referring to a congregation that wants to take a rav. And Rabban Gamliel is saying, what's the main criterion of a rav? That is histalik menasafek. Don't look for someone who's an eloquent speaker, who's an excellent fundraiser for the shul, who is Mu'uriv Imabriyas. Those are all very important qualities. But the main quality in having a Rav, which you should look for, Asei Lecha Rav V'Istalik Min HaSafik. If he's a Rav who's a Yodeya Halacha, and he'll be able to remove you from doubt, he'll be able to render clear Piskei Halacha, that is the main criterion that you should look for in a Rav. And then the Mishnah continues, Va'al Tarbil Aser Oymadais. In the same idea of going away from doubt, one should not estimate when it comes to giving miser. By truma, there is no problem, because mina Torah, chita achas, poiter es kolakri, that one piece of wheat makes the whole mound of tvua permitted when it's given to the Kohen. Yes, the Chachamim gave a shear that if somebody gives the ayin yafa, it's 1 in 40, an ayin ra, a bad eye, he's more stingy, he only gives 1 out of 60. Ayin beininus, a middle eye, is echad mechamishim, that's mid rabbanon. But mid raisa, chitachas b'teres kol akri. Therefore, there's no problem with estimating. You take one piece of wheat, and with that, you free the entire mound of tfu. However, when it comes to miser, miser is tithing, there it's 1/10. And now, if a person gives this with estimation, whatever he does will cause a problem. If he gives too much miser, so then peroisa of misukadim, the miser helps for all the tfuah, it's no longer tevel. However, the amount that he took for miser, the only part that's really miser is the exact tenth. Anything more than that remains tevel. And on that tevel, he has to take an additional amount to be misaking that tevel within the extra miser that he took. And therefore, pay rice of misukanim, but mice rice of mikukalim. And the opposite, if he takes too little miser, then whatever he took from the miser is in fact miser, but pay rice of mikukalim, then his payrus will not have the correct amount of miser to be taken from them. And therefore, he shouldn't give miser with an estimation, he should give it exactly. Rashi, Rabbeinu Yonah, the Meiri says that this halacha does not only apply to miser, but rather to any dvar halacha. A person shouldn't estimate or guesstimate what the halacha is, but he should render an exact psak halacha. If he doesn't know the halacha by heart, he should look through the poiskim, go through the sugya clearly until he comes to a clear halacha and not estimate what the halacha should be. Continues Mishnah Yud Zayin, Shimon Benoy Oimer, Shimon, the son of Ram Gamliel Hazaken. Again, as we mentioned, a Gemara in Shabbos of Tezvav Amud Aleph, that before the Churban, 100 years before the Churban, there were 4 Nesiim, Hillel, the Shimon, Shimon, the son of Hillel, Gamliel, this is the Ram Gamliel Hazaken of Mishnah Tezayin, and then this Shimon and Ram Gamliel Hazaken's son Shimon, they were the ones who were Noig the Nesias 100 years before the Churban. Now here, the Tosfos Yontif points out that although we said in Mishnah Tezayin that the Nesiim of Beis Hillel were called Rabban, Rabbeinu, but here we find that Shimon is called Shimon. So although later in life he would indeed get the title of Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel Hazaken, but the Tosfos Yontif wants to suggest that this, which he's going to teach us in Mishnah Yud Zayin, was said before he had smicha, while he was still called Shimon, and that's how the Mishnah refers to him, Shimon Benoi, Shimon the son of Ram Gamliel, Oimer. He says the following, Kol Yomai Godalti Ben Chachamim, all my days I grew up amongst the wise men, amongst the Chachamim, V'loi Matzasi Laguf Toiv Eloshtika, and I found for my body what was good was only quiet. There's another girsa here which says, "V'loy matzasi laguf toiv mishtika." I found nothing better for the guf than being quiet. And the virtue of being quiet we find in the Gemara in Psachim, Daf Tzadik Tes Amud Beis, "Yafa shtikal chachamim kavacharim l'tipshim." That being quiet is a virtue for chacham and certainly for fools. The pasuk says in Mishlei Chaf Aleph, Pasuk Chav Gimel, Shomer Pivul Shainai, Shomer Mitzaras Nafshei, a person who watches his mouth and his tongue, he is watching and guarding himself from not getting into trouble. And even if he is shamed and embarrassed by others, he should not answer. And in fact, the Magen Avos brings down that a Chacham once said to his son, the only way that you can fight with a novel, with a degenerate person who's embarrassing you, is by being quiet, by saying nothing. And he'll get angrier and angrier at you because you're not responding. And that is the way that you can, in fact, vanquish him by saying nothing. And we find that concerning getting embarrassed, the Gemara tells us, Hanelovim ve'enim oilvim, shreim v'cherpasim ve'enim meshivim, aleim akasav v'ayimer, v'ayavav ketzeis ha-shemesh b'gurasa, that a person who hears his shame and does not respond, he is compared to those who are loved by Hashem, and they are compared to the sun going out in its strength. And I once heard the mashal of the sun going out in its strength has to do with Koirach. We know that when the sun and the moon, at the beginning of in Bereshis, where the moon came and said, Ein shnei melachim mishtamshim b'kesarecho, the two kings cannot use one crown, there the sun kept quiet. And the Rabbi Shalom said to the moon, be memayit yourself, make yourself smaller than the sun. The sun didn't respond to the accusation of the moon. However, when it came to Korach, who was fighting Moshe Rabbeinu, there the sun told Hashem that you have to do something against Korach, otherwise I refuse to shine. So the Chazal are saying, a person hears his own personal shame and does not respond. He is compared to the sun, because the sun did the same thing. When it came to its shame from the moon, from the accusations of the moon, that there the sun did not respond. However, when it came to a Bezoyin HaTorah, where Moshe Rabbeinu was being attacked by Korach, there it wasn't Cherpasam, it wasn't its own shame, it was the shame of Hashem, it was the shame of Torah, there the sun did respond. So when this, a person, when it comes to his own personal shame, he has to be quiet. But Ein Echanami, when it comes to the shame of the Torah, there he has to respond like the sun in its gvura, in its strength. Continues the Mishnah, V'lo yamed risher ikar el ha-maisa. And even when it comes to Divrei Torah, and one would think there it's important to speak Divrei Torah, but the most important part of learning is the Maisa. And the Bartanura tells us, V'chol ha-doy risher einim ha-kayim, a person who darshens Torah but does not fulfill it, noyach lo yim ha-yashaysik v'lo yadarsh, it would be better if he'd be quiet, and he would not darshan the Torah. The Gemara tells us in Brachas of Yud Zayin Amud Aleph, Tachlis Chachma Tshuva Maisim Tovim. The purpose of Chachma is to do tshuva, to repent and good deed. Shaloye Adam Kairav Shoyin. A person should not learn Torah Shabiksav, Torah Shabapeh, Uboyet, and kick, rebel, Ba'ovavai Barabai, Oibemishagal, Mimeta Bechachma Minyan, and kick and rebel against his father or his Rebbe or anyone who's greater than him in wisdom and in the age. Shenema, Areshis, Chachma, Yiras Hashem, the beginning of all wisdom is the fear of Hashem. Seichel Toiv L'chol Oiseim, and the Gemara learns, L'loimdeim L'loimdeim, it doesn't say Seichel Toiv L'chol L'loimdeim, whoever learns the Torah. Ela L'oiseim, to those who do the Torah. And so tells us the Gemara in Yuvam, Estav Kuf Tesam at Beis, Kol Oimer, Ein Li Ela Torah, Gam Torah Ein Li. A person says, all I have is Torah, I don't have action, just learning. Then he doesn't even have learning. As the Tosefta tells us in Yevamos Periches, Noyim Advarim Shem Yoytz B'Pi Oseyem, that the words of Torah are beautiful when they come out from the person who practices what he preaches. As we've said numerous times in Pirkei Avos, Hu Hoya Oimer, his essence, the way he lived his life, used to speak. And as we said from Rameir Shapiro, an explanation of the Hakdama to Perek Vav, that Baruch Asher Baruch Har Bohem Uve Mishnasim. Blessed is Hashem who not only chose the Mishnayis of the Tanoim, but Bohem, in them, because they lived what they preached. They practiced what they preached. And then the Mishnah concludes, V'chol amar b'dvor mevichet, that a person who has a lot to say about everything he brings to sin. As the Pasuk says in Mishlei Perek Yud, Pasuk Yates, B'roiv dvorim l'yechtal pesha. If there's a lot of words, then there has to be sin. Sin will find itself in a person who has many words. The Chachmei HaMusar tell us that Atzor l'shoincha kasher tatzer m'moincha. You should guard your words in a treasure house like one guards his money and puts away his money to be stored in a treasure house. The Meiri tells us, Bahamid Adam is Devar, when a person lessens his words, Yematu Shki Yosef, his mistakes will be lessened as well. The Mishnayos Mevoras brings down from the Medrash Shmuel that has very interesting insights in our Mishnah. Loi Matzasi Leguf, Toiv Ela Mishtika, says the Medrash Shmuel, for the Guf, for Inyani Guf, for Gashmi is there, the best is to be quiet. But when it comes to ruchnius, when it comes to the things that have to do with the neshama, then adarabba, a person should be mar b'dvorim. He should speak in learning. He should ask questions in Torah. He should give answers. There we do not say lo matzos v'leguf ella shtika. And then v'loy hamedrash ikar ella maisa. This goes on a rav who sees something that his kehil is doing wrong. The main responsibility of the rav is not to give excellent speeches, eloquent speeches, uplifting speeches. He has to come to a maskana. He has to implement a takana of how to rectify that which he sees is lacking in the tzibur. Because, as the Mishnah concludes, if all he is about is a ribui of words, he gives many lengthy drushes, that will not correct what is wrong with the tzibur, and all it will do is cause that instead of perhaps being shaygeg, the people will turn into mezidim, and it will bring a kitrug on Klal Yisrael. What the Rav has to do is a plan of action that needs to be implemented to correct the deficiency which he sees in the tzibur.